My name is Jim Dannis, D-A-N-N-I-S, and I live in Dalton. One of the principles of good government is, to borrow some words from Katie Rose, to give voice to people who don't have a voice. Tonight's proceeding did not do that, and I address my comments to the SEC. There are a lot of people in this room who do not have faith in your process. I am among those people. The statute under which you operate asked you tonight to have the applicant respond to questions from the public, to answer questions. I made a list as I was listening, and I came up with 10 examples of answers that were so patently ridiculous that anybody with common sense would just say, this is a stacked deck. This is not a fair process. Nobody is asking for the truth. Let me give just a couple. First, you had a lawyer stand up and speak for, I timed it, 4 minutes in order to answer a question that took 10 seconds to answer. That's called a filibuster. He just wasted time, ran out the clock, and made all of us have to stand around. The question was, did you ask anybody something? You can say yes or no. He didn't say yes or no. He spoke for 4 minutes. You, as a moderator, just let him speak for 4 minutes. Second, you had a historical resources expert stand up and assert to this crowd that burying the line under Route 93 may or may not have similar effects on historical resources as the proposed route. Patently ridiculous. Do you think all of us check our common sense at the door? Do you think we're Hicks in Orange with no teeth? We're not so dumb. We know how the world works. Next, you had Mr. Quinlan, you allowed Mr. Quinlan to stand up and say he has no idea what Hydro-Quebec's revenues may be from this transaction. That's like me standing up and saying I have no idea how tall I am because I haven't measured myself in the last second. Of course he knows what the revenues are. His company negotiates with Hydro-Quebec. You can take publicly available information and calculate the revenues. The whole appearance of this process is that you, the SEC, let the applicant have free rein to say what they want with no oversight. It's wrong. It should not stand. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Paul Stolz.